Ah, the voices of the UM Student Center patio. On an average day, you'll hear separate conversations with the occasional... But today, these familiar voices are joined by performers from the Frost School of Music. The purpose of Voice Day is to bring awareness to the importance of vocal health. This is done with the help of artists and otolaryngologists alike. Some, like Dr. David Rossau, wear both hats.
Several of us have backgrounds as musicians. I was a violinist and an amateur singer before, and so this area of medicine appeals to us as something where we can, not only can we make a difference in people's lives, but allows us to be close to the musical community.
Julia Gerhard is also a singer and speech pathologist working with the UM Voice team.
There are so many people who come to our office and feel that, you know, they didn't really appreciate how easy it was to just talk until something happened to their voice.
UM began its World Voice Day with concerts and then held classes for vocalists incorporating yoga techniques. 49 countries celebrated Voice Day worldwide. A few cities host Voice Day flash mobs, fundraisers, and of course, radio programs. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.